Good morning, Bay Area. A very happy Wednesday to you and a happy Diwali. Every Wednesday, we meet you at 10:30 a.m. at Real Estate Corner with real estate broker Jeevan Zuchi and expert mortgage broker George Duarte. Jeevan Zuchi is a real estate broker who specializes in marketing homes, apartment buildings, office buildings, and businesses. And our expert mortgage broker George Duarte is an expert in financing, refinancing, or if you want to help, get help in the mortgage. So the number to call Jeevan Zuchi is 510-589-3702. And for George Duarte, you can call 510-377-9059. And the email IDs are jeevan.zuchi@gmail.com. And for George, it's georgelduarte@gmail.com. So without further ado, let me welcome George and Jeevan on the show. Good morning, George.
Good morning, my dear, and happy Diwali, everyone.
Thank you so much. So how's your day going so far?
It's a beautiful day here in Fremont in Alameda County, and it's going so well so far. But it's early yet. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
So what are we going to talk today?
Well, we have a variety of things to talk about. A little election follow-up and a little economic update. And then we have another little section about choosing neighborhoods, things that are important to people in choosing homes. And then we have a little bit I'll be mentioning about income necessary to purchase a home here in California, average income. And then finally, a little bit about private mortgage insurance, known as PMI, which is what happens when you put down less than 20%. So we could talk about that a little bit.
That's really interesting. And let's welcome Jeevan Zuchi also. Hello.
Yes.
Welcome, sir. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Very good. How are you doing?
Great.
A very happy Diwali.
A very happy Diwali to you too. So yeah, we were just starting and George has listed up some very interesting and important things to discuss for the show today. So what we have from your side.
George always has interesting.
Yes.
Hi, George.
Good morning, Jeevan. Happy Diwali, my friend.
Happy Diwali. I came late last night from Miami yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Well, you're a happening guy.
What a way to celebrate Diwali.
I tell you.
Nice. It's good to be Jeevan.
Right. Yeah, so what are we going to talk about? Like, how's the market looking, Jeevan?
You know, I tell you, there's a lot of concern, and a lot of people are just talking about, you know, should I buy now, should I wait, what's the future of interest rates and housing market and stuff like that, you know. And my answer is that, you know, I do understand everyone is worried about the interest rates going up and the housing market forecast. And, you know, the equity market has been in turmoil the last few weeks and people are worried in general about the economy. So I don't blame them for, you know, asking these questions. Should I buy now? Should I wait? But, you know, my answer is that it's still better to buy now rather than later, because the rates are trending upwards in the next 3 to 5 years. The rates are still historically low, still with the rates going up. Some first-time home buyers, you know, could get priced out eventually. Mm-hmm. But right now, rates are less. I think George will confirm it. They're still less than 5%. But, you know, next year, 2019, it's supposed to be higher, and then again it'll be higher. You know, even with the rate increasing, some people are still hesitant to buy now because they're wondering what the recession, you know, coming in the future about, you know, they're worried about the recession, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, based on all reports, that it'll be more of a correction than a recession due to the, you know, the economy is robust. You know, we have, you know, all the, you know, indicators are in support of a robust economy. And you know, it's not a real estate recession, as some people think. I just call it a little correction. But, you know, they think that the market crashed in 2007, you know, 2008, 2009. It's not really, it's going to be more of a national economic, you know, overall correction. Home prices will either remain stagnant or depreciate a little, but not like the way home prices were hit a decade ago. So it's still better to buy now. That's my response to all these friends I run into every day. I had few buyers, and they were so concerned. And this is exactly what I told them, that buy now. And, you know, we have some wonderful homes, some new construction, some older homes in Livermore, which are really good. You know, you get a bigger lot, and some of the homes, you don't have homeowners association dues and stuff like that. So we have a lot of homes available. Give me a call, you know, Jeevan Zutshi, anytime, and I'll be very delighted to help you. You know, that's all I have to say.
Well, you know, Jeevan, you know, just like to address that, you know, the market really has not corrected yet. You know, as we've discussed in the last couple of weeks, the statistics indicate that the rate of appreciation has slowed down. I just want to make that clear. So, you know, properties are not only just retaining their value, they are still appreciating. They're just not appreciating in double digits. They're not appreciating
like they were,
10, 12, 15%.
Absolutely.
You know, right now they're appreciating, actually keeping up with the rate of inflation. Rate of inflation running right now is around 2.5%. So the rate of appreciation is anywhere from 3 to 5%, depending upon the town and the neighborhood. So let's not panic. Let's stay rational. Also, you know, when a time to purchase is, I mean, it's always a good time to purchase. So depending upon the circumstances of the people looking to purchase it, what's good for you? What's, if it's right for you and your family to purchase a home, then by all means do so. The rates are, you know, really great right now. As Jeevan said, they are, you know, around 5%, even slightly less. So relatively speaking, yes. I mean, if you're a millennial and you're used to rates of, you know, a year and a half ago, 3.5%, oh my goodness, they're horrible. But the reality is they were extremely low due to a lot of money being pumped into the system by the Fed to stimulate the economy. So now here at 5%, it sounds like, oh my goodness, it's so high, but it's not. Rates are, you know, terrific. So let's just, you know, try and have some perspective on that. And the market is not crashing. The economy around here is extremely strong, very high employment.
Very, very robust. You're right.
Yes. So
the rates are still appreciating, not that much, but yeah, still,
yes,
do considerably.
Properties are holding their value.
Sure. So
well,
let me remind
on
our
the location also. It depends on the school district. Look, it depends on a lot of factors.
Definitely.
And George very rightly said that it's not like you had 20 offers, which was kind of ridiculous. But now, you still in some good areas, you know, like last 2 weeks back, I had this one buyer and there were 4 offers. You know, there still were 4 offers. So that tells you that the market is good.
Exactly. So let me remind our listeners real quickly that you can call in the studio. The number is 510-657-1170. If you have any question related to real estate, mortgage, purchase, finance, refinance, anything, you can call and ask. So the number once more is 510-657-1170. Yeah, so what we were starting with.
Okay, so we could talk a little bit about, as we all know and are probably quite tired of, there was a huge election yesterday, midterm elections. So, you know, I'd like to say that real estate is local, like all politics are, in fact, local, like a famous man once said. So what do the elections mean for us? The stock market is up 347 points. It's flirting, the Dow is flirting with 26,000 right now. So around here, in California, there was a couple of propositions, Proposition 5 and Proposition 10, both of which failed. Since they failed, we won't go into them in too much detail, but Proposition 5 was designed to permit seniors to sell their homes and maintain their low property tax rate, regardless of where they go in the state, where currently seniors can do that, but only in certain counties and certain conditions. So we won't need to go into all those details, but it was designed to free up properties, theoretically, so seniors would move out, properties would come available for people to come in, first-time buyers and move-up buyers. Well, they both failed.
I think that's the good news, right, George?
Yeah, well, the Realtor Association was in favor of Prop 5, but the general population apparently was not. And then Prop 10 was about rent controls and allowing local municipalities to do rent controls, and that also failed in a big way. So those were the local bills impacting real estate. But the Fed, on the federal basis, they're meeting tomorrow, and they're going to have they're going to probably go ahead and raise their federal funds rate next month. But everybody expected this. They announced this a long time ago as a long-term plan. So that's already baked into the interest rates and economic environment. So nothing to get too excited about. Again, what that impacts are credit cards, consumer debt, and home equity lines of credit. It does not have a direct impact on mortgage rates.
Right.
Very important to understand. So, and like we said earlier, the rates are around 5%,
mm-hmm.
And slightly less, depending upon that. So, moving along, we've got an interesting article from the California Association of Realtors about choosing a neighborhood.
Now that's very interesting.
Yes, the factors that people look at in choosing a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
One of the factors, obviously, is a proximity to job and commute. So
a big one.
A big one,
exactly.
Obviously. Yeah. So in this now, this is the actually the National Association of Realtors chart.
Mm-hmm.
And factors impacting buyers, what they're interested in. So 24% of buyers nationwide indicate that proximity to job and short commute are very important to them. Now, around here, locally,
it'll definitely be higher than 24.
Yes, you're right. It because the commute is so brutal around here.
Very bad.
Yes,
very bad.
And the closer that you are to your employer, the more expensive things are. But that's certainly it's, if not the most important thing, maybe the second most important thing. The second most important thing around here, I think, is the proximity to schools of choice. People are very, very concerned.
Yeah, that's the top one.
Yes, it really is. And certain neighborhoods here command a very significant premium because of the quality of the schools. And people are always concerned about API scores.
Hmm.
And so I would say, actually around here, that's probably number one.
Mm-hmm.
Nationwide, that's actually the third
matter
of importance. But again, we have our local differences. So, and then the third item is 25% of buyers indicate it's extremely important to them to be proximity to friends and family.
Yeah, that's very important too.
It is. So it's a little bit different. These are things that are common to everybody who's purchasing a home, but probably around here, number one is schools, number two is proximity to jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some other details, proximity to parks, trails, entertainment, walkability, public transportation. Public transportation is probably pretty important around here.
Yeah.
To help alleviate the commute issue, because that's always a problem. Speaking of California, another interesting fact is that statistic. Is that in California, we all think that California is the most expensive place where you have to have the highest
income. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, well, I thought so too. And mm-hmm. I just recently learned that, in fact, California is number two.
Oh, my God, who's the winner?
Right, Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Yes, you need an average median income of almost $137,000, $136,613 to purchase a home in Washington, D.C. Now, in California, it's $123,764. But let's keep in mind, Washington, D.C. is not a very large area and is actually less in size than the San Francisco Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a much more concentrated area there, and it's headquarters of the government and so many corporations and international corporations.
Main offices, everything
exactly.
Belongs in Washington, D.C.
So, whereas the statistic here in California, it's, we've got, the second largest state in the country. So it's spread out a lot. We do have a lot of reasonably priced areas in the Central Valley and out in the desert and these sorts of places. That helps to skew that. But I thought that was interesting. Because
definitely, definitely. So with that, I would like to remind our listeners that you are at the Real Estate Corner with real estate broker Jeevan Zuchi and expert mortgage broker George Duarte. Jeevan Zuchi is available at 510-589-3702. His email ID is jeevan.zuchi@gmail.com, or you can log on his website, which is jeevanzuchi.com, Zuchi with a Z. And for George Duarte, you can call 510-377-9059. His email ID is georgelduarte@gmail.com, and his website is his name, georgeduarte.com. So if you have any question which you would like to address right now, we are in the studio, 510-657-1170. We have 15 more minutes, so you can call and ask your question. Yeah, George.
Yes, yeah, so let's play Stump the Broker. So, you know, if anybody wants to fire a question our way regarding real estate or real estate financing, please go ahead and do so, and we'll see if we can answer it completely for you. But
yeah.
In the meantime, we'll go ahead. Let's talk about PMI. What in the world is PMI? We've heard that. PMI stands for Private Mortgage Insurance.
Yeah, I guess M and I. P was a mystery.
Right? Right. PMI. So just to make it more confusing, if you get an FHA loan, it's called MIP, Mortgage Insurance Premium, but it is actually the same thing. So what in the world is PMI? So PMI is actually an insurance policy that the lender takes out with an insurance company if you make a down payment of less than 20%. And for those of us who are first-time buyers around here, you know, in the Bay Area, it's very difficult to come up with a 20% down payment. If you're looking at an $800,000 house, mm-hmm. you know, as a first-time buyer,
okay.
which in itself is crazy, you know, 20% down is $160,000. Who the heck has, you know, $160,000 for a down payment plus closing costs on top of that? So you'll need like $175,000. So very frequently people need help from their parents, which is extremely common, and that's okay. You know, so a lot of times people do that. But the point is that you know, if you can avoid PMI, that's great, but sometimes it's just not possible, which is okay because that allows you to make a down payment of maybe 5% or 10%. So a common misconception is that you have to put 20% down to purchase a home, and that's just not the case. So there is a lot of financing out there that allows for lower down payments. With an FHA loan, you can actually get an FHA loan, and there's a lot of advantages to that. I won't go into all the details, but they do allow some flexibility in credit scores. So if you don't have a 720 credit score, if you've got maybe a 620 credit score for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
you can get a loan with 3.5% down payment.
Oh.
Yes, and there is a mortgage insurance premium on that. And then a conventional loan, you can get a loan also with 3% down for Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac financing, and 5% down for jumbo financing. And so PMI is, it's actually a separate line item.
Mm-hmm.
So it's calculated based upon, you know, the loan amount or the, you know, actually the loan amount and the loan to value. Really.
Okay.
So it's very important to understand that.
So I just have a very, like, layman question.
Yeah.
So what's the catch? Like, some pay higher, as you told me, that you can also get it, the house at a 3.5%, this thing, the rate, right? So what's the catch?
Well, 3.5% down payment, not the rate.
Yeah, so down payment. Okay, then
the catch? No, there's no catch. Actually, FHA loans are great loans, very safe loans, a fixed rate loan.
So then that's a bright decision, like bright option to consider.
Well, it is. You're right. You know, a lot of times people do it because they don't have a choice because they only have that much for a down payment.
Right.
Other times they do it in terms of their own management. You know, they don't bury all their money into a down payment and they keep, you know, cash out for emergencies, for home repairs, for, you know, whatever reason, and stay a little bit more leveraged.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes a lot of sense, and that's all part of, you know, what to look at in terms of being prepared to doing the pre-purchase planning to purchase a home and going over those options.
Pre-approval, as we were talking about.
Exactly.
So you should first contact a mortgage broker.
That's right.
And we have one in-house right now.
We do.
If you have a question, you can call 510-657-1170, or if you want to, like, would like to call George Duarte after the show, the number to call is 510-377-9059. And the number to our expert real estate broker, Jeevan Zuchi, is 510-589-3702. And both of their website is with the name jeevanzuchi.com and georgeduarte.com. So that's easy to remember. You can contact them after the show. And if you have any question you would like to ask right now, we have a couple of more minutes.
Right, to continue about PMI, a lot of people just hate PMI. It's bad. It's not a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a tool that can be worked. And there's actually a couple of options with it. One option that's quite interesting is you can take it as a regular, standalone policy, and you pay a separate line item in your, monthly payments for it. Or there's called lender-paid PMI, LPMI, where the lender includes the mortgage insurance in the monthly payment. So what they do is that they'll, raise the interest rate a little bit, maybe a quarter of a percent. Okay. But the insurance, the PMI, is in the loan, which then has makes it tax deductible. So check with your tax advisor on that. It's a very clever thing to do because now you don't have a whole separate line item. It's all built within the loan.
Oh.
So, and that's a very common thing to do.
George, is the premium that you pay on this PMI, that's not tax deductible?
No, it's not. It used to be years ago.
That's what I thought.
That's right. Years ago, but, as the federal tax laws keep changing, it's not. And particularly with the tax law that passed that becomes, effective this January, you'll definitely want to discuss that with your tax advisor, the best way
to take that.
But the LPMI is a very popular way to go. So that's one interesting. Another way to get around
it. Basically, the lender pays the premium, and they just basically do it for a little bigger, higher interest rate.
That's right. Slightly higher interest rate, and it's built into the loan. So it's really quite painless, actually.
That's not a bad idea.
It's not. So like I said, it's really popular. Another thing that used to be extremely popular back in the day that's actually making a comeback here in the last year is called piggyback loans. Years ago, in the boom, you would put 20% down or 10% down and get a second loan for the down payment or the difference. And it's called a piggyback.
Okay.
And it's a whole freestanding second loan. Typically, it's an equity line of credit. And then after the crash, those went away. But just here in the last, really in the last year and a half, they're starting to come back as the real estate markets have really taken off and lenders have a lot of money to lend. And so some lenders actually have that equity line of credit, piggyback. So that avoids mortgage insurance, but you do have a second loan. So you're going to make a payment one way or the other. The key in on that is that if you've got a great first rate, for example, and then you get an equity line, and if you're comfortable with the fact, a lot of people will do is they'll plan on paying the equity line down rapidly or paying it off, or they expect some sort of a lump sum at some point when they could come in and pay that off. Whereas with mortgage insurance, you can't really do that. So
you cannot, yeah.
Right. So it gives you a really good option to look at. And the interest on that second loan may be deductible. So you'll want to check with your tax person on that, again, within the guidelines of the new tax laws. So it all depends. It's quite confusing, really, in that respect. But we don't give tax advice here, so you definitely want to check with your tax advisor on that option as well. So there are several options available with a lower down payment. So don't be afraid of making a low down payment.
So the moral of the story is yay for PMI and piggyback loans.
Yay. That's right. Whatever works. We're here to get you in the home.
And we have tough news, too, that we are not the winner when it comes to the highest property, the highest earning area.
Right. Well, that's a contest that it's okay that we can lose.
We're happy to lose.
That's right. We're happy to lose that one.
Exactly. Yeah.
Washington, D.C. is a whole other world, literally and figuratively. And
exactly. Good to know. Seriously. Thank you so much, George, for sharing that.
You bet.
Yeah.
I would also like to let our listeners know that I just have an office building and it's in a very good location in South Bay, It's nearly $3 million. And it's a very, very nice area, nice building. If anyone out there is interested in owning an office building or coming as an investor or whatever they have in mind, please do give me a call. And, you know, we'll talk about it.
So let me give the information real quick. For Jeevan Zuchhi, you can call 510-589-3702. And for George Duarte, you can call 510-377-9059. And with this, we are at the end of our Real Estate Corner Talk show.
Already? Oh, my
yes,
goodness.
Yes.
Already? You just said 15 minutes.
That's fast.
So that 15 minutes flew away with all the interesting chit-chat. So thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, George. Thank you, Jeevan, for all the insights and all the... Yeah. JeevanZuchhi.com and GeorgeDuarte.com. So we'll see you back on Wednesday, 10:30 to 11 at the Real Estate Corner. Tab tak sunte rahiye Radio Zindagi, jiye ja.
Hi, this is George Duarte, broker owner of Horizon Financial Associates in Fremont, California, specializing in real estate and mortgage finance for the purchase and refinance of homes and real estate. My number is 510-377-9059, 510-377-9059, GeorgeLDuarte@gmail.com. Ensure success, minimizes stress.